Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamad of Ayin Hey. Picking up on Ayin Dalam Beis Bada Bama the page, 8 lines up or so by the word Gufa. Okay, says the Gemara. Gufa. Amar Fun Amar Av. Modem Kanas Vachakach Bo Edom Pater. If there is someone who admits the fact there's a Kanas and then Edom come afterwards, he is going to be Pater. Says the Gemara. Esfer Rav Chisad Rav Huna. Maisav Gamil is a story from Gamil. Shasimis Ain Tavi Avdo. He blinded Tavi, his Evid. For he's Samech Simcha Gedola. And he was very happy. Says Rashi, what's Piat over there? Levisha Evid Kashahoy. He was a good Evid. We've seen Tavi throughout chat. Well, at least Brachos back in the day we saw. But he was a Kasher guy. And he wanted to really be Meshacher to free him. Elisha Meshacher Avdo over Baasei. But if someone who does such a thing is over an Asei, that you're not allowed to do that. Posuk says you gotta keep him as a slave. Lioilum. So what happened? Matsu Rabbi Yeshua. He found Rabbi Yeshua Amalun. He said to him, do you know that he went out free? Amalo. I said, why? Amalo, I blinded him. Amalo, he said to him, there's nothing in your words. Shekvar in lo edim, because there's no edim. Says Rashi, meaning there's no edim over here that saw this happen. And we know Moda b'kenas is pater, and you're the one who admitted to us, therefore he's not really free. Ha yesh lo edim chayev. So Yeshua says, but if he did have edim, if there were edim over there, then Rigalio would be chayev to let him go, even though he already admitted to the fact. Pardon. Ha yesh lo edim chayev. Vishamina mina moda b'kenas v'achikuch bo edim chayev. So we see that if there were edim, then Itaka would send him free, even though he had already said such a thing. So what do we come to chayes from this? Come to chayes that comes out from this to say that a moda b'kenas is going to be. And then he'll come after us, then the person's going to be chayev. Oh, which goes against what we said before. Mother b'kenas v'chakach boi edim is pater. There's a Gemara, Amar Lei, Shiny Rebbe Gamliel, the lo b'fnei din, lo b'fnei beis din odi. No, it's different in the case of Gamliel, because even though Mother b'kenas is going to be pater, if he didn't come later, it's still going to be pater. Over here, he didn't do it in front of beis din. Since doing it in front of beis din, doesn't apply. Ah, in fact, the Gemara, v'ho Rebbe Yeshua, av beis din ava. Rabbi Yeshua, the one who's singing for him, he was in Av Beis Din. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Hey. He says, Gemara, Shalo be Beis Din Havakai. But he was standing not in the Beis Din at the time. Rashi says, Lo ya haya Beis Din Yoshrim, Lo velum bakum Yeshivas Beis Din Hava, Ela b'shuk hodulo. It wasn't in the place of Beis Din, it's just in the shuk. I have a time with an Abraish, Amalo, Ein b'dvarecha klum. He says to him, your words are nothing. Shekvar odesa, because you already admitted to the fact. Which means, coming to see that he can't be chayiv to free him if Edom would come later. My love tonight, my can come to see him later. My love tonight, isn't this din over here a machlokas tanoim? Hi Tana da Amar Shekvar in Lecha Edom Savar. This one that says, Minitana says that, because you have no Edom over here, he holds Modub Ganaz Vachakov Bor Edom Chayev. Hi Tana da Amar Shekvar Odesa Savar. The one that says Kvar Odesa Savar, you already admitted to it, says Modub Ganaz Vachakov Bor Edom. Pater is going to be off the hook. And for the Gemara, lo, de kuli alma moda b'kenas v'chakaboyedim, pater. Evan agrees that if a person is moda b'kenas and edim come afterwards, the person is going to be pater. Uba ha'kam ifke, this is what they're arguing over. Hai tana da amar shekfar in lecha edim savar. This tana, the first price who says, Rabbi Shua said, you have no edim over here, says, chutz lebezdin hava. Rabbi Shua is standing outside of bezdin when he said this whole situation happened. V'hach tana da amar shekfar odesa savar, whereas the second Baisu says, brings Rabbi Yeshua saying, you already admitted, means be Beis Din Hava, that you're standing in Beis Din when he said that he injured him. Therefore, he's going to be, so to speak, pater from a kenas, even if Edom come after. Therefore, we're dealing now with the case that his being mowed over here is now something that's going to pater him from a kenas, even if you have Edom, they're going to come afterwards. Yetmar. Moda b'kenas, rakach bo edim. Let's say somebody admits to a kenas and edim come afterwards. Rav Amar Pater says Pater. Shmuel Amar Chayev says you're going to be Chayev. Machlokas Amar Rav Bar Ahiloi. My time of the Rav. What's reason for Rav that says that moda b'kenas is going to moda b'kenas rakach bo edim? The person's still going to be Pater because the pasuk says im he matzei be'edim ti matzei b'dayanim. This is the pasuk talking about kefel over here, that if you find it, it's going to be found, he's going to pay kefel. So he darshens this to mean that if it's found through Edom, in other words, that it's, he sees that this has happened, the person is a ganav, then it's going to be found by judges that he's going to have to pay kefal. Pratlam Rishias, that's what this is, excluding someone who did it to himself, who's Marsha, who made himself into Russia. Lamali. Why would I need to learn from here that Modeb Ganas is going to be Pater? Me'asher Yarshiu Nafka. It can be learned out from who the judges find guilty. They have to go and find their, they have to pay now kefa, which means, but not someone who does it to himself. Elish Mamino, Modeb Ganas, Vachachbo Eden Pater, that is someone who admits to a Ganas, and then either come afterwards, they're going to be Pater. That's Rav. Shmuel Amelech Shmuel says, Hahumi boile leganovat smoke in the ton of Vichiskiya. That pasuk when it says he matzi is actually needed for the god of himself to tell that he's going to pay kefel. The kefel applies. When does it apply? Not only to a shomer who says that it was stolen, but even to the god of itself. Like we learned by Chizkiyo, says Rashi Kadosh, L'chayev kefel leganov atzmo de darshin and klal uprat mehi matzi ti matzi in the ton of Vichiskiya. Like we saw a bunch of blah ago. Esve Rav Lishmu. Also, no, Rav says, Modeb Kenas, Vacher Bo Edim is going to be Potter. Shmuel says, Modeb Kenas, Vacher Bo Edim, you're going to be Chayev. Now comes Rav and asks a question, Shmuel. Ra Edim Shemisham Shemimashmishim Uba'im. Let's say the God of Caesar is Edim on the way to go and be made against him and based in Va'amar, Ganafti, Avalo Tavachti Vilmacharti. And he says quickly, he says, you know, before they come, he says, I stole it, but I didn't shecht it or sell it. Enu mashalim ele karen, he only pays the karen, but doesn't pay the kenas of the stuff that he stole over here. I modeb kenas is going to be potter, even if Edom are going to come afterwards. What do you say to that, Shmuel? Amalei says back to Macha Maiskin, what are we talking about over there? He goes, shechazu Edom acharein. He's talking about a case where the witness turned around, and then they left, and they didn't actually testify. But if they would have testified, he would have been chayef. I have a b'homet tani seifa. Doesn't make sense, because it says in the seifa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yovo Edom v'yidu, let the witness come and testify. Michlal the Tanakama suffer low, which means to say that the Tanakama said even if they came and they testified, he's still not going to be chayef. What do you do with that, Shmuel? Amarlei Shmuel. Shmuel says, Lav Ika Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Dekai Kavasi. Don't we have Elazar Rabbi Shimon? He holds like I'm saying. I know they're making Elazar Rabbi Shimon. I'm going in the world to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Chinami. You got yourself the Tanakama. I remember Lazar Shimon who says that Modeb Kenas Vachir Bo Edim is going to be Chayiv. That's what I'm going with. L'Shmuel Vade Tanoyim. According to Shmuel, it's definitely a Machlokis Tanoyim. Because clearly what he's saying doesn't go with the Tanakama. L'Rav Mi Lema Tanoyim. But according to Rav, does he say it's a Machlokis Tanoyim? Is Rav say straight up, no, Modeb Kenas Vachir Bo Edim is going to be Potter. And that is what it is. Amalek HaRav. Rav says to you, Ano Damina Afilu L'Rabbi Lazar Shimon. I can work even the world with Lazar Shimon. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hasam elam mishum to kamodi machmas biasusa deidim. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon only said that there, only said, backward sentence. When is it that he is speaking up and saying his statement in this particular case that this ganav he's not coming? Why is he not off the hook from paying? Because he didn't, he wasn't Moda by himself. The only reason why he was Moda is because he saw Edom that were coming. And we saw Edom that were coming, he got scared. And therefore getting scared, that's what caused him to go and be Moda. But generally speaking of Al-Hachat, the Moda Ma'atzman, a case where he admits by himself, Afilu, Rabbi Shimon will be masking that Moda B'Kanas Hachat Bo Edom is going to be Potter. So according to Rav, it doesn't have to be Machlokas Hanayim. According to Shmuel, it does. Amar Avham Nuna, Mistabra, Milse, the Rav, Bomer, Ganafti, Ubo, Edim, Shagana, Potter. It makes sense to say that when Rav says, Modeb Kenas, Vachachbo, Edim is going to be Potter, it's talking about a case where the Ganav goes and says, Bomer, Ganafti, I stole. Ubo, Edim, Shagana, Potter. Then Edim come afterwards and say that he stole his Potter. Rashi says, the Potter, Atzmo, Afilon, Bo, Edim, Bomer, Ganafti, the Chayev, Atzmo, Lashalim, Karen, he makes himself chayev to actually pay, but Karen Mia Bahuda, the chayev atzma l'shalim Karen Mia Bahuda, Hilkach Hoda Gemurahi Upata Mekefel Marbav Chemisha. It's a complete admittance for his putter from Kefel and from 4 and 5. However, Shari Chayev Atzma Karen says Gemara. Aval Amar Logan Afti. The guy says I didn't steal. Bo Edom Shaganav, and you have Edom after to come and said, yep, yes, he did. V'chazav Amar, and then he says. He says, I was Tovach, I slaughtered, and I sold, and Edom come and said it happened. Chayev is going to be Chayev. Sha'arei Potter Atzom Miklum, because he's trying to potter himself from having to pay anything. So in a case where he says, I'm going to be Chayev the Karen, that'll be off the hook for the Rav. But he's saying, I'm not Chayev the Karen, then he's going to be Chayev to pay
even the other stuff. Amarava, Rava. Kipachti lesabe debe Rav. I knocked him out. Rashi says, Yesh biyadi tshuva lekapech tavar. I have a way of going in and knocking off his words over here. The Har Rav Gamliel pota atzim miklum hava. Because Rav Gamliel, when he said that he blinded his slave, Tavi, when he blinded his eye, Rashi says, Bahudash, Yesimis, Ein avdo pota atzim miklum. The Ein kan ele kenas. Vechi moda miftar me'elov. Vahachazin and le'el. The osra Rav Chistel Rav Huna mina midukia. The kfar in the chaidim ha'asu edim mechayev. We know the case of Gamliel. He's potter atzim miklum hava. Right when he said something, he's potter himself from anything. V'ka'amar le Rav Chista Rav Huna v'lo kamishani le. And Rav Chista brought down that statement to Rav Huna. Rav Huna didn't answer him that Rav's thing doesn't apply in this case because Rav Gamliel's Hoda didn't make him chayev to anything. Must be what kum tochais that Rav's halacha. That one who's moded to a kenas is going to be putter, even if Edom come afterwards, is even in a case where he's going to admit that is in a way that he's going to be chayev in nothing. So that's not a good rye over there. We knock it off. Yitmar, right? We knocked off with this statement. We just knocked off Rav Hamnuna's qualification of Rav. But now we say Itmar Nami to bring it back. That works with Rav Nuna. I'm Rav Chiya Bar Abba. I'm Rav Yochanan. Ganafti ubo edim shaganav. If a guy comes and says, I stole, when this came up to him and says, he stole Potter. Shere Chiya Vatsu with Karen. Because he was Mechayim himself in Karen, therefore he's going to be off the hook when it comes to the other Knas. Aval Amar lo ganav. I didn't steal anything. Ubo edim shaganav. They came and said, you did. V'chazar metabachti mechati ubo edim shaganav machar. Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. Shere Potter atzum miklum because he potted himself from everything. So we see both ways over here. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, we actually find this, we can actually back this up. Masnisen or Braisa Namidaika, we could even, like Rav Hamnuna, learn from our Mishnah and a Braisa, also work out to show like this statement. Masnisen Ditan, where do we say in the Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah. Ditan, Ganaval Pishtaim, let's say someone steals a shor or a set, and he goes, and there was Edom saw, but only one aid saw this person tavach machar all pi atzmo through himself. He said it. Misham to shum a kifah is a big kifah. Ainu misham to shum arba b'chamisha, but not four and five. Lama li the tani ganav al bishnayim. Why is it that this mishnah has to say that he stole it while there's two edim? Let's take ganav tavach machar al pi edechad. Let us say he tavach al pi atzmo through himself. Ainu mishalim ela karen that he's going to pay only the karen in such a case. Beep, turn the page. I hate on my base. Ela lav hakamash malan. Rather, what comes out kum tochais ganav al bishnayim v'tavach al pi edechad al pi atzmo. Then in such a case. We get rid of the who, says the Bach. The lo mechayiv atzmo mekaren, where he's not going to mechayiv himself in the Karen. Who da min al pi atzmo dumya da al pi eirechad. And that's where we say that this shchita or this mechira by his own hodah is compared to the case of one witness. Ma al pi eirechad. Just like in the case of one witness. Ki asi eirechad mitzarif baday. Another one comes as mitzarif. Mechayiv is going to be chayiv. Alpi atzmo nami, in the case of when he admits it himself, ki also edim and edim come afterwards about the shchita or the tficha. I'm sorry, tficha or mechila. Mechayev is going to be chayev to pay four and five. Avol ganav v'tavach machar alpi eid echad. If you did all the geneva and tavach mechira, all that to one aid, alpi atzmo. Dechiev atzmo karen, he's mechayev himself in karen. Lo amin alpi atzmo dumi dal pi eid echad. We don't go and say that where by his own hodah is compared to that of a eid echad, of one witness. So that works beautifully according to the way Rav Hamnuna learns over here. So that backs up from Mishnah. And Braisa, how do we say from a Braisa? The time runs into Braisa. Ra edim shemimashmishin ubayin. The guy sees that there are edim on his way. Farmer, and he said, quickly, gunafti, avalotavachlu macharti. I stole, but I didn't slaughter a cell. Eino mashal mele karen. The only thing he's going to pay is the karen. Lamili mishta v'amr gunafti, avalotavachlu macharti. Nisni ganafti o tavachti o macharti. Let us just say I stole, or I shechted, or I sold. That would come and teach us not only when he's admitting to the geneva, but even when he admits only to the tficha or the mechira, where he wouldn't be chayv to do anything. Eloha kamash b'lam, what's coming to tell you, time and dharma ganafti, who the chiyav atzma becoming the potter. The reason he's going to be potter for having to pay this kenas when you have edu coming after is only because he said I stole and therefore he's chayav to pay the karen. Aval amar lo ganavti ubo edim shoganav they come and say did v'chazav amar tavachta mechati ubo edim shetov chamachar the lo chiyav atzma becoming is not mechayav himself in the karen and the principal value of what he has to pay chayav then he's going to be chayav alma hodah the tzvicha lavodahi. What comes out kuntuchois l'naran that giving if he is modeh to the shrita, where it's not going to be chayav to pay anything, it's not considered hodah that's going to take him out to have to pay the kenas, and you have edim to come afterwards. So therefore, we have it from a mishnah and from a brisa to teach us this principle of Rav Hamnuna. Now the Gemara says, "Now Amri," they respond by saying, "Lo, don't try to bring that raya from the brisa. Really, the brisa could say that if he's modeh to the shrita after he gets busted of geneva, that he actually is off the hook from paying the kenas, even if you read them coming afterwards and saying he did it, because he gufa kamash malan. And the reason the brisa is saying the one that I stole but I didn't shacht is to tell us the chiddush that's in that case. He gufa it itself. The cave in the kamar ganafti, since he said I stole. Af al gav da amr lo tavach l'machart, even though he says I didn't shacht or I didn't sell it, ubo edim sof l'machar, potter. He's still going to be potter from paying dalad v'hei. Even though he wasn't moded to that before. My timer, why is that? Tashlume Arba v'chamisha, Tashlume chamisha merachmana, says you have to pay this amount. V'lo tashlume arba v'lo tashlume shlosha, but not for four, you know, or three. Yeah. Amad Aleph Rashi brings that the brisa is talking about a case where there's a ganav that not modeh to the shechita or the mechira of the animal in order to teach that even in that matziv, he's going to be putter for paying four or five when you have Edom to come afterwards and say that he did shecht it or sell it. Why is he putter? Because the arba v'chamisha, the payments that you do for shechita or for selling, include kefel from the fact that a person stole. That's the two payment. Now, because he was modeh to the geneva, he's potter from paying this twofold, which itself is a kenas. And if you're going to then hold him chayer for the sale or the shechita, which he was not modeh to, and the witnesses came afterwards, and he's going to pay only three for the sheep and four for the ox. But the Torah speaks of four and five and doesn't talk about anything about three. Therefore, the ganav is not going to be any kenas for this type of matzav, for the shechita or for the mechira. So now, we see that we have ourselves a machlokas, a statement of Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna versus Rav Yochanan, Rav Hamnuna and Rav Yochanan, that being modeh b'kenas is only going to be in such a case when you are going to be chayev to pay the keren. Or not, that's a machlokes tanaim. Lemeke tanaim, that says a machlokes tanaim. How you shnayim yodim sheganav. There's two people come and they say that this guy go ahead and they're made that he stole. But you shnayim edim also shetavach machar. And then you have, and they have two edim, other edim that come and say that he was tavach machar. Huzmo ede geneva. If the ede geneva gets zomified, there are a bunch of liars. Edus shebatal miksasa batakula. The entirety of their edus is totally out the window. Who's mu'ei de tvicha? If the ede tvicha gets zomified, who is shalim tashlumi kefel? He sells to be kefel because the original ones. V'heim shalim tashlumi shlosha, and the zomimin ones have to pay the three stuff, the three extra. Mishum sumchus amru. But anyway, sumchus they said, heim shalim tashlumi kefel. The zomim paid twofold, the kefel. V'hu mishalim tashlumi shlosha lepar u'shnayim la'el. And he has to pay the three for the shechita of an ox and two for the shrita of a isle of a ram. That meaning to say, if the animal that was stole was an ox, he has to pay three, and if it was a ram, he's got to pay two. And we'll see why that is. Hey, koi sumchus. What is sumchus talking about? Eli mereisha. If you want to say he's going back on the reisha, where the edim to the geneva turned out to be the edim to the geneva. Step number one turned out to be zomified. However, not the edim of the shrita or the mechira, lesley lesumchus edus shabbat lamiksas shabbat kula. Does it make sense that sumchus doesn't hold of the concept that if a little bit is off, then the whole thing is off? Obviously, he's masking to the fact that the guy can't be chayiv to pay for the four and five if you don't even know that he stole. Vela sefer must be going to the sefer. Shaper Ka'am Rabban on the Seifa. You want to see he's going in the case of the Seifa? Or the Edim. To the Shechita turned out to be that there's, you know, in the Bechira, we're zomified, but not to the ones who stole. And that's where Simchas is arguing the Tanakama, and he says that the Zomamin, they pay Kefil, and that the other guy, the one who's, you know, on the trial over here, he's going to pay two or three. If Shaper Ka'am Rabbanan, we can't be that that's the case. Why? Because the Rabbanan, that means the Tanakama, they say, good. What do they say back? That Zom Rabbanan, who Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil, him Mishalim Tashlumi Shlosha. He pays two, and they should pay three. And not the way that we're flipping it around. Ella Milsa Chwiti Yikabinau. There must be another thing that's going on over here. Another thing that's going to be between the two of them. Kigon Dasu Betray, where you have an Amrile Ganafta. We're talking about a case where two of them come and say to some guy, we'll call him the defendant, you stole. Amrilehu Ain. He says back, in. Yep, I stole. Ganafti Vitavakta Macharti. I stole. I shechted. Or maybe I sold. Miu lo befnechem ganafti. I did it not in front of you guys. You didn't see nothing. Vaisusadi, and then yeah, and then he goes, and the ganav then brings Edim, vazminu de lo ba'apayo ganav, and he zomifies them to show clearly they were in Florida at the time this happened. They weren't there. There's no way. Vaisi balabayisadi, and then the owner of the thing that got stolen, he brings another set of Edim, vasidu be de ganav etovchemachar. He says, no, you actually did do it. You actually were the one who did it. On that statement, Simchas is speaking up and saying that the Zomim, they pay the kefil, but the Ganav, he pays the extra three. That's where he's arguing the Tanakama. Ubo da tficha kamiflagi. And the Tanakama and Simchas, what is the machlokas? In the area of when the Ganav admits to the tficha, well, it's going to pattern him paying four or five. Jabaran Savri, afal gavdo da de geneva machmas edem huda kamoda, even though the being mode over here, the fact that he admitted in this type of situation to the Geneva is not going to potter him from the Kefil because it was made because of the first set of witnesses that came. It says Rashi, Ve'eno da, V'chayv l'shalem l'bailim, Oso Kefil shnotomela, is to pay the Kefil. Hoda, the Tficha, Hoda, he potter. But you know, when it comes to the admitting to the Shechita, that's a real Hoda. Even though it's not making him chayav for anything, and therefore it's going to be putter from paying the kenas, even though you have edim that come along and say later that he did it. This is doing because of the edim, right? Since the hoda to this gneva is not going to putter from kefil because it was made because of the edim, the tficha lavoda. This thing of tficha, it's not making him chai for anything, is not considered oda that's going to pater him. V'hanach edim kamoi das minhu mishalman tashlumi kefil. Therefore, the first ones that got zomified, they pay kefil. V'hu mishalman shlosh lepar u'shnai me'al. He pays the three or the two, depending on what's going on. So the Tanakam and Sumchas are arguing with regard to this din of Rav Hamnuna Rav Yochanan. The Tanakam says that a hoda is going to pater someone from a knas, even if this hoda isn't going to make him pay any sort of keren, but some chos say that this is not going to pater him from such a thing. Says the Gemara, lav davka, no, amar rav achabre de ika, lo. They might be able to understand this a little bit differently. Really, we could say that everyone's maskim, that some chos and the Tanakam are going to be maskim to Avnun Rabbi Yochanan, that when you're moda for the tvicha without saying they actually stole it, it's not going to become chayim anything. Is not considered a real hoda that's going to pater him from a kenas. Ella be'edus she'iata yochol lazimo kamifli. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about a case of edus, of a testimony you're not able to be zomifying. Okay, going to also sadly varmule ganafti. If two come and say you stole. They did it, but not in front of you. Ella b'fnei poni poni. They did it in front of two other people. Right? So this ganav is telling the people who really saw it. And then he brings other edim to go and bust the first one's zomamin. The second one's come and say, yeah, it's true. It wasn't in front of him. These guys were in Vegas with us. And then you have Pony and Pony come, and they say that he stole, or he shechted, or he sold it. And after the Rashi says that after the ganav says who the real edim were, so then the owner goes bring them to court to be being misyai, being edus. And that's what they're arguing with. Rabbanan Safri, havyallah edus shiata yochal azimo. They say that the zomimin, they have to pay kefel, and the ganav, he has to pay only the keren, but it's going to be potter from paying any knas. Why? Because this is edus, so you're not able to knock off with hazama. That you're not able to knock it off. V'chol edus yato yochal azim. Anytime edus is not able to zomify, lahavi edus is not considered edus in the first place. V'simcha sa v'simcha says edus yato yochal azim lahavi edus is considered an edus. In fact, the Gemara v'hal kaim elan de edus yato yochal azim lahavi edus. We paskin that edus yato yochal azim is not considered edus, which is against simchus. What you're going to do right now, it's pretty straightforward. Hani Mila says, no, when is that true? That's where we're not able, it can't be done through Zama because the Edom say they don't know what day it was or what hour it was. The Lekal Edis Klal, where in such a case, it's not considered Edis at all. But here, they're actually supporting him. It's not weakening the testimony. It's actually strengthening the testimony because it's showing that they're being honest over here. So therefore, it's considered a real testimony. Amar Mar, Hain Mishalma Tashlumi Kefel. Sumchus was the one who said that the Zomim, they pay the Kefel. Midakam Moda, however, one second. Midakam Moda, the gun of Karen, Boy Shalumi. Since the Ganav is admitting the fact that he stole, shouldn't he have to pay the principal? And then what comes out, it's only the kefel that they're trying to get him to pay over here. So why is it that they have to pay the kefel and also the keren, right? It seems to me that we're seeing paying the kefel, they're paying also the keren as well. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishmei Derav Tani. Okay, so fix it up. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Vav. Tashlum de kefel. The tashlum, they pay, the thing is going to complete the kefel, meaning they pay whatever's left over of that payment after the rodent pays the original one. So the ganav also pays not only that, but the thief also pays the leftover three stuff and of the five that is to pay. That's what Rashi brings out over here. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.